Welcome to KJAN Sports, Asa Lucas with the Atlantic Trojans head basketball coach, Dalton Frank. And Coach, thank you very much for being here with us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Coach, initially I want to start off and ask you some really tough questions. How does it feel to be back coaching on the other side of the floor as a Trojan, former Trojan?
Yeah, no, it's a great opportunity, and I couldn't be more excited. We've got a great group of kids, not scared of hard work. So really couldn't ask for a better group to have for my first year of coaching. Obviously I coached them, coached these guys for the last couple years, with my, you know, being on the staff the last few years as well, but couldn't be more excited to get the season started and get to work with the group of guys we have.
What do you like about Trojan basketball and the unique culture that it has?
I think the thing I appreciate the most is we have a ton of competitors, multi-sport athletes that no matter what they're doing, you know, they're willing to do whatever it takes to win. And obviously there's different skill sets and stuff that apply to each sport. But when you have that competitive mindset, I mean, that's going to transfer to anything you're doing, whether it's sports or, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, if you're attacking things the right way with the right mindset, which is, you know, giving it everything you got and doing everything you can for your teammates and coaches, I mean, you're going to put yourself in a position to be successful. So I think we have a lot of kids that have that mindset, and hopefully that translates over to success on the basketball floor for us this year.
So you've inherited a team that went 7-15 last year. What was kind of the morale or the feeling when you came in and took this over? Did the kids really reflect that, or were they completely over last year and really focusing on the upcoming season?
I mean, they're not, you know, dwelling or hung up on last year at all. Obviously last year we lost a lot of close games. So I think it's just, they're more so just excited to get back to work and see what this year has in store for us. We got to be focused on being the best we can be every day in practice. And once we tip the ball up on the 28th for the first game, see where we're at. But we got a couple weeks of practice here that'll be really important for us to get better and work on some things that we need to improve on. And we have all the pieces we need to have a successful year. It's just a matter of, you know, putting everything together and seeing how things go this year.
You talk about having pieces back. One of those key pieces is Colton Rasmussen. What does he do for the Atlantic Trojan basketball team?
Yeah, obviously Colton's going to be a big piece for us this year. Colton can score at all three levels on the floor. So he's kind of a mismatch guy for us. If teams choose to put a guard on him, you know, he can take advantage of him in the post, kind of shoot over him that way. Obviously he's a good athlete, so he can break people down off the dribble, and he's a really efficient perimeter shooter as well. So he's a three-level scorer, which makes it really tough for teams to match up against him. But what I'm most excited for Colton is he seems to be embracing his role as a leader this year, which is really great for me to see, and hopefully he continues to embrace that and help show these younger kids, you know, the work and stuff it takes to be successful at the high school level, at the varsity basketball level. So that's really what I'm most excited for Colton this year, is for him to really embrace that leadership role for us.
Who else impressed you in the off season that kind of showed a lot of grit and work ethic and even some leadership?
Yeah, so obviously Nolan Waters is another senior for us. He'll play a lot of minutes for us. Nolan's a really great 3-point shooter. He can get to the basket as well, break people down off the dribble. I think Brock Henderson will be a new face for us this year on the varsity level. Really ended his basketball season last year strong at the JV level. He's developed physically. He's put on, I think, 10 to 15 pounds of muscle. He's a good, big, strong kid, can run the floor well, be a great rebounder for us. And then Rothden Bestie's a really tough kid too, hard worker, another senior for us, obviously. Roth is a good leader for us and a good example for younger kids as well. And we have our sophomore class, we have some pieces there too with Hudson McLaren, Sawyer Terrell, Gavin McLaren, those are all kids that have a chance to contribute at the varsity level for us this year as sophomores. So just really great group. We got a lot of talent. It's just a matter of, you know, them all working together and finding the pieces that fit together right, and seeing how things shake out.
What is the best way, from your experience of playing basketball, you know, you've gone on and played basketball past the high school level, been a collegiate athlete yourself, what's the best way to bring players and pieces together?
The biggest thing is it's everyone's got to embrace their role, right? Because, you know, we'd all like everybody to get 20 shots a game, but that's not the case. So the common denominator on all great teams is everybody embracing their role and doing it to the best of their ability. So just knowing that if your role is 10 rebounds a game, that doesn't mean you're any less important than the leading scorer on a team. It's, you know, everybody's got their job to do, and everybody's got to do their job and do it effectively to win games. So that's the biggest thing, is just players embracing their role and contributing however they can, whether they're playing 30 minutes a game or 3 minutes a game. You know, you gotta do your job well whenever you're called upon to do it. So
what is the focus you want your basketball team to have this year?
Definitely a big emphasis on defense and rebounding. We're going to really emphasize those two things, especially rebounding is going to be a big thing for us. We want to control the defensive glass, one shot for the other team, so we can get out in transition and push the ball up the floor offensively, and then giving ourselves second and third chances with offensive rebounds as well. So we're going to put a really big emphasis on defense and rebounding. And then, you know, the offensive end will take care of itself, but we're really focused on the defense and rebounding aspect as we come into the season, and obviously throughout the season it will continue to be an emphasis for us too.
Your first official game is on the 28th against ACGC, but before that you have a scrimmage coming up. You face West Central Valley on the 17th. What are the differences between a scrimmage and maybe like an exhibition or a scrimmage in your first game of the season? What's kind of the environment there at a scrimmage game?
The biggest thing is, I mean, with a scrimmage is we're really going to be focused on seeing and playing different lineups. So I want to see, we're going to put together different lineups of, you know, potentially what we think we could be putting on the floor when a first game type thing comes on the 28th. Like, so a scrimmage is a way for us coaches to see how different players play against each other, and we can try and tweak different things offensively during scrimmages to see what might work and what doesn't work with certain lineups on the floor. So scrimmages really, I mean, they're great. They give you a chance to put things that you work on in practice, like different lineups and stuff, but you're going against a different team, game speed type stuff. So it'll be a great opportunity for us to see different lineups and test things both offensively and defensively that we've been kind of working on in practice or toying with, just to see how it works in a game-like setting. So it'll be a good opportunity for us. We're looking forward to that on Friday to get that scrimmage experience with West Central Valley.
And what would you say fans can expect from the Trojans this season?
I think the one thing that I can guarantee about our team that we put on the floor every Tuesday and Friday, and obviously we got a couple Saturday games too this year, is just gonna play the game. We're gonna play really hard, hold each other accountable on the defensive end and rebounding. And I think you'll see a team that really enjoys playing hard for one another and enjoys being around each other. And I think that's a product you can kind of expect from us, is just flying around, making plays, guarding, getting out in transition, hopefully getting some dunks from Rass and Brock Henderson this year. And just really, really excited for these kids here, get to work here these first couple weeks of practice, and then get the game started, which is obviously the most fun for the players. So,
and if fans were looking to support Trojan basketball, where can they go? What can they look up? How can they support the program?
So a couple different things. on the youth side, we have our youth kid captains. We do two captains every home game. So that's something you can get in touch with myself or the Booster Club on to get signed up for that. And then support wise, obviously the Booster Club's always looking for help at games for that type of stuff. And then we'll be running youth camps and stuff at the YMCA after Christmas break. So it's just a way for our young kids in the community to get involved with our basketball program. And obviously other than that, just any Tuesday and Friday you have free when we're playing at home, and come out and support the girls first, because we play girl-boy doubleheaders. So support the girls first and then stick around for the boys game. And we appreciate all the support. So.
And that's Atlantic Head basketball coach Dalton Franken. Coach, thank you very much for being here and giving us your time again.
You bet. Thank you.